coming out to mount with your blah blah blah. Zip your lip like a padlock. Oh.
You can't believe what your eyes just see. Look, it's picked up! Everybody with the football is Spurgeon! Yeah. And you can't advance the stick, but call Spurgeon!
I tell you what,
That's how Todd's talking that.
Oh! Folks! Look, it's picked up!
That was unbelievable.
I tell you what.
Jason Summers, Sports.
Call Spurgeon!
That's how Todd's talking that.
You can't believe what your eyes just see.
Jason Summers, Sports, Thunder Country, KIIC.
That's how Todd's talking that.
Welcome, everyone. Blue Demon Baseball on the air. Playoff baseball and one game. One game separating the winner of this contest and a trip to Principal Park in Des Moines in the state tournament. With me up here in the broadcast booth, Jimmy Summers joining me, brother.
Sweet. Yeah,
let's do it. This is one of the big moments in Albion High School baseball history. It's about to unfold in front of us, and we're going to have a front row seat as we bring you this live broadcast.
Amen.
Boy, to be in this place, it speaks a lot about the depth of the South Central Conference.
Oh, huge, Jason. I think there was, five teams in the district finals. And look here, we're sub-state now, bud.
Well, let's get things going here. Sam Picker to lead things off. Starting pitcher tonight, Jake Stalzer. And Jake has been absolutely dominating.
Wow. Look right there. First pitch for a strike.
Stalzer, left-handed, tall left-handed pitcher, brings a fastball upstairs, left it a little high, ball one, 1-1 the count. And Jake has been so good about getting ahead in the count, and that's when he's able to get out in front, he's so difficult to hit. Here's a pop fly, shallow left center field, or right field, and over to make the catch is the center fielder, Hunter Hastings, for the first out of the inning.
Boy, he's strong out there, Jason. Hunter Hastings, just an outstanding center fielder this year. You know, we had Overmeyer last year with a phenomenal speed, and Hunter's really stepped in that position, you know, and works the outfield very well, because, you know, center fielder is the captain of the outfield.
Absolutely. One down here, Lucas Hadaway at the plate, 347 on the season. Here comes the first pitch inside, ball one. Just underway here, Pella Christian High School. Beautiful complex.
Wow.
Absolutely gorgeous first-class setting for a first-class ball game. Here's a called strike on the inside corner. 1-1 the count.
He just knows how to throw it, doesn't he?
Yeah,
just knows where to put it.
He's very he's pinpoint accuracy. Here's a fastball right on that outside corner. Called strike two. 0-2 the count.
Come on, Blue. Here we go, Stalzer.
1-2 here. Here's a fastball. Call strike three.
Look at that, babe. Look at that. Sorry, folks. I just get excited.
Well, there's so much riding on the line tonight for both these ball clubs. And the Comets come in with an impressive record overall, 29, I believe. And let me check this out, make sure I got the right.
23-9 or something like that.
Yeah, they've had a fantastic season. And so, you know, this is two teams that are going to lay everything on the line.
Yeah.
You know, a trip to Des Moines and Principal Park. What a lifetime opportunity.
Yes, most definitely. To be in this situation is phenomenal. I mean, Austin said he couldn't sleep last night. You know, and I suppose a lot of the boys out the same situation, Jay.
0-2 here on Noah Pickard. Big, strong left-hander. Swing and a miss.
Come whip right there.
Strike two. I'm a little behind on the count here. 1-2 now on Pickard. Noah Pickard. 478 on the season. Slugging percentage of .832. This young man can hit the ball. And the texts are already coming in. Jimmy, haven't even given a shout out yet, and the texts are coming in. Here's a drive right field, hooking and going foul.
Yeah, that boy can hit. He got a good swing on him. Good swing on him.
Well, you don't bat near .500 on a season and be mediocre.
Right.
478 average.
Come on, Stalzer.
Eight home
Give
runs.
Us something, buddy. Give us something here.
Stalzer. Here's a shot, looper over the second baseman. That'll go in there for a single. Right there to make it up is Blake Schroeder. And I think the key to this is to make sure that you don't face Mr. Pickard with anybody on base in front of him. That's key.
Yes, that's got to be the huge key point is do not want that to happen, Jace.
This will bring up the designated hitter. Brandon Corey. Corey, 360 on the season. This is a good hitting ball club. A very solid team here, North Polk. Stalzer looks back, the runner over at first. Got a big lead out there is Noah Pickard. We saw Pella Christian able to run on Stalzer.
Yeah, they figured him out. I mean, Stalzer's usually got the great, you know, throw over there.
Here's a pitch on the inside corner, strike one. Boy, Jake is really doing a good job.
They're figuring him out a little bit with that stride there. And
and you look at the competition, and we can only look at what Abby's done because I've experienced that firsthand and you've got to see it all.
Right.
But we faced some really stiff competition throughout this. And the runner's going to second base, and the throw down to second. It gets into to left field. Summers there to pick it up now. The base runner down at second base. Boy, that comes so important right here to get this out. You do not want to give up a with Jake on the mound. You know, you really feel comfortable with a lead, but you always feel like you're in the game with him out there. He's not going to give up many, but you like keeping the momentum on your side of the field. 0-1 count here on Corey. Here's a pitch, just misses on the inside, 1-1 the count.
What a great placement there on that ball.
He has really worked the corners well. Runner down second base, that's Noah Pickard. He's on after a single. A pop fly. Hitting the shallow center field. Hastings out there is going to drop in there, and that's going to score a run. Just miscommunication looking up into that sun, and that's going to be a run as Pickard scores on the bloop single into right center field.
Just looked like he got up there off a high, Jace, and it looks like they didn't communicate that well. You know, I don't, you know, it's hard to say up here. Easier said than done out there, but I believe that was catchable ball. We just, you know, like I said, miscommunication. That's what happens in big games like this. Nerves going.
Something we haven't really experienced in the playoffs. Something we've eliminated is the mistakes. Here's a checked ball one as Trevor Hall stands in. Hall, senior, 283 on the season. A right-handed batter. Runner over at first. His Corey. RBI single. Here's a swing and a miss.
Wow. That came in there with some heat, Jace. He threw that hard. Yeah, there's no room for error here. In big games like this, the final games, you just don't have room for that.
Here's a throw over the first. And I think North Polk has seen something here at Jake. The runner's able to get a pretty decent lead there. You go over the first, and the ball will get away from Baker, but right in front of him.
That's smart.
Keep him on the base path. That's what allowed you. If you keep Noah Pickard over at first instead of having down second base,
huge.
That little blooper, now he's standing over at third with two outs.
Yep.
Two down, just underway here. Albie via the coin toss is the home team tonight. Jimmy Summers, Jason Summers bringing you all this playoff faction. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two.
Nice pitch, Jace.
1-0 North Polk. The Comets out in front here. Just underway. Stalzer looks over first. Brings a fastball hit into right field. Well hit ball. Schroeder going back. He's got room right at the warning track. Oh. And then drops the baseball. The ball is going to be thrown in. And that will be an error on the right fielder. And a run will score. And Albie has given up two runs in the top half of this inning. And courtesy of the sun. Because they're looking at the ball. Both those pop flies were the defenders were looking up into the sun.
Right, and you have to get. I mean, that's huge out there, Jace. You know, like I say, we haven't discussed nerves either. I mean, you're trying to make that big play. He's running back for it, sun in his eyes, but you got to make that play. We got to make that happen. Big games.
I'll bring up Colton Cornwell. Called strike one on the outside corner, and you really like to get your defense off the field. The defense really pays the price in this kind of heat, and your pitchers particularly. Here's a foul ball up and out of play, 0-2 the count here. Two down, top of the first inning, two runs across for the Comets. They're out in front of the Blue Demons here in our first half inning. Stalzer looking back to set. Ball down low. Runner hesitated like he was going to go, just giving Wilson something to think about.
That's good ball placement right there.
Stalzer, 1-2. Curveball, lines it into left field. Center field, up comes Hastings with a throw to the plate. The throw is going to be a little bit late, and the run will score. The runner down to second base. And the Rockets able to really make the Blue Demons pay for those early mistakes.
Yes,
and now
they
got three runs across. You cannot do that to good teams. But now you've got to readjust. You got to flush what just took place, and you got to focus on your next batter, your next pitch.
That's it. There's nothing else you can do here. You just got to suck it up and got to go get it. There's not a choice. I mean, Stalls are throwing good. Got to make those stops, and the stops are there, and they're going to hit the ball.
That'll bring up Jacob Hathaway. Three runs across, top of the first inning. Just underway here from Pella Christian High School. Both these teams fighting for a trip to Principal Park. Stalzer brings the heat, leaves it down low. He's behind now 2-0. And that's the labor you start to face as a pitcher out in that heat. 2-0 here, two down, runner at second base. Three runs across for the Comets. Here's a blooper. Hit down the first base foul line. It's going to hook and go out of play. That'll move the count to 2-1 here. Boy, it's warm out there.
I'm really sweating up here, too. I bet, you know, the guy here at Jake, and very calm, cool, and collected still. But, you know, frustration does set in a little bit here,
yep.
You know. I don't think Jake has many runs scored, hardly ever,
yeah.
You know. So that's huge.
Well, Jake's got all the composure and confidence in the world. Throws a fastball right by the batter. Hathaway, strike two. 2-2 here, two down. Top of the third inning. All the runs have come here after two outs. And a couple of defensive miscues,
nice
and the Comets are able to get three across. Jake comes back with a strikeout to end the first half of this opening inning. But the Comets do score three, and we'll go to the bottom half of the first with Albia trailing 3-0 when we come back. You're listening to Blue Demon Playoff Baseball. J.D. Kern to lead things off for the Blue Demons. They'll be trailing 3-0 here. Hathaway, the pitcher for the Comets, brings a fastball foul back by Kern. What a senior year J.D. Kern has put together here. And he's sporting one of those Mohawks, too?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, J.D. got one. I think he's one of the first ones to get it. Actually, it was at their house.
Here comes the second pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. 0-2 here on Kern.
Go, J.D.
Hathaway brings it out of the windup. Curveball left outside, ball one. Hathaway on the season put together a real strong season. Eight starts, 5-2 record overall. 147 opponent batting average. Here's a called strike three. Not the way the doctor ordered things to start tonight, but as you said, this is a 7-inning ball game.
Yes. Yeah. We'll, we need that right now. But our confidence, Jason, we just got to get some hits, get a couple of runners on there, and let's go from there.
Here's a fastball thrown by Bauer, strike one. Eric Bauer at the plate. EB, as he's affectionately known, 364 on the season. He's got four home runs. Had a home run appear in his first at-bat hit here at the tournament.
I remember that.
His PCM,
good
first pitch,
solid
took
hit.
It the distance. And that really, in my mind, that really got the confidence going of this baseball team. And confidence is so important in anything you're going to do in life, but particularly when you get in these tight circumstances where you get a little confidence and, or let's call it momentum, really can build on itself. Bauer, a hand on the count.
This kid's throwing some heat, Jace.
Yep. And he's finding his spots there. Strike three. That's the second strike out of the inning. Two down here, and that'll bring up the center fielder, Hunter Hastings.
Hunter's a junior, Jason. We've had pretty much all seniors except for, I think, Austin and Hunter are the juniors playing.
as a senior-led team. And then it's done what senior-led teams you would expect to do, and that is to really play their best baseball when things are tough, you know, to be able to shine there. That's where you get that experience from. And here in the postseason, that's where they've really played their best baseball to date.
Yeah, I mean, just take that. That last inning was a bad inning, you know. But you look at all the innings we played so far. I mean, that's not bad.
Foul ball straight up. The catcher going after it. It's going to hook and go out of play.
And these boys, Jason, they know one and done. They know it. They know it. They know it. Yeah, so that pressure, a little alone right there, is just that's huge on you.
Honestly, I don't think they had that pressure coming into the tournament because, you know, I think that they believed in themselves, but they didn't have all these extra expectations on them. Foul ball up and out of play.
Well, that's very true. But I think as they've, you know, they tasted, you know, the victory, you know, because the postseason, you know, there is no.
Hastings at the plate. 1-2 the count, two away. Bottom of the first inning. Curveball called strike three.
Wow, good pitch.
Three strikeouts for the Blue Demons in the bottom half of the first inning. Albia will go down 1-2-3, go to the top of the second inning. Albia trailing 3-0. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Playoff Baseball.
Garver's Animal Health Center is proud to sponsor the Albia Blue Demons Baseball. When you need veterinary services for your family pet or your livestock, give the team at Garver's a call, where you're treated like one of the family and your animals get the best care possible. Garver's Animal Health Center, there when you need them. That's Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Quicktron, a division of Laystar Incorporated, was established in Albia in 1992 and has been a local supporter of our community since then. Hard work, dedication, and community support are necessary ingredients for a winning team and a successful business. Quicktron wishes the Albia Blue Demons a successful season and congratulates them on their winning teamwork. Go Big Blue!
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems. Southern Iowa Technologies also provides service on your PC, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Zach Easter leading things off here for the Comets. Comets out in front of the Blue Demons, 3-0 here, top of the second inning. 0-1 count here. Here comes a pitch from Stalzer in the dirt. Ball one. And getting a scoring update. Davis County is ahead of Iowa City Regina. Just their way there. Top of the second inning. Davis County, the home team
nice
in
pitch.
Tonight's contest. There's a fastball gets by the batter. And I think they thought it was strike three. They threw it around the horn and a little prematurely. Go Big Blue from Justin Hubert. Here's a ground ball, and it's going to get by J.D. Curran, and that'll be a single.
That was actually a good stop, Jay. I mean, that ball came out hard. He got it stopped. Made the attempt. But everything we can get. I mean, we need a break right now. We need something going our way. I mean, it seems like everything gets hit out there. Something happens in their favor, not ours.
Life will do that to you some nights.
Yes.
Dylan Reinhart will stand in, right fielder.
But like you said, you know, you put the ball in play, and then the other person's got to do something with it.
Yep, you've got to put the ball in play.
That's what's taking place right now. They're putting the ball in play, and we're just not coming up with it.
Reinhart, 212 on the season. Easter over at first base. After reaching on there, here's a bunt attempt. Back to Stalzer. Stalzer picks it up. He's going to have to go to first, and that will be the first out of the inning. A sacrifice bunt by Reinhart advances the courtesy runner for Easter. And Easter will be the courtesy runner will be down to second base with one out here. And that'll go to the top of the order. Sam Pickard will stand in. Sam flew out his first time at the plate, dead center field. One away, top of the second inning, 3-0 North Polk. Foul ball back to the fence, 0-1 the count. Again, Davis County out in front of Iowa City Regina, 1-0, top of the second inning. Davis County, the home team.
Well, I think that's to be expected, I hope. You know, they're such a solid ball group. They're phenomenal pitching. I mean, they have a 1-2 and probably even a 3 and a 4 pitcher.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
You know, it's hard just to find sometimes, especially in small schools, to find that, you know, just a one solid one, you know.
The Pences are listening and cheering the Blue Demons on from Lake of the Ozarks. Here's a ground ball up the middle. J.D. Curran picks it up, throws it the first, not in time. And now runners at the corners for North Polk. So welcome, Pence family. Hope you're enjoying the Ozarks. Plenty warm to find a good time to be finding some water.
Yeah. You can say that up here.
Go Big Blue. Way to go, that 10-year-old Moreau County All-Star team with their tournament.
Phenomenal.
Absolutely amazing. They're going to be playing in the state tournament. Congratulations to all those young guys and the coaches and the families.
That's where the dreams start.
Amen. Lucas Hadaway, runners at the corner, swinging a miss by Hadaway. One down, top of the second inning. North Polk's got three across. They've got runners at the corners. Defensive struggles tonight have been the storyline here for Albia. Stalzer looking toward the runner first. Leaves one upstairs. The runner is on his way down to second base. The throw down the shortstop. And the throw home, not in time, and that's going to be a double steal.
I don't believe that was the way it's supposed to happen.
I don't think so either.
I don't think.
Sometimes.
Miscommunication there, it looks like to me. Come on, boys.
Four runs across here. The Comets out in front.
I mean, just plenty of time left. You just got to get yourself refocused and everybody do their own position here and we can pull this out.
Here's a swing and a miss. Strike two. One and two the count. Lucas Hadaway at the plate. He struck out his first time at the plate. The Comets got four runs across here. Stalzer leaves one inside. Ball two. Two and two the count.
Look at Stalzer's shirt, Jason. I mean, guys, I'm telling you, he's working. He's just drenched out there.
You know, his pitch counts throughout the tournament have been really low. Jake's got lots of stamina. He's done another great job here striking out Lucas Hadaway for the second out of the inning.
He's a phenomenal pitcher. I mean, I'm going to give the guy credit. He's a good pitcher, and we just got to help when the ball is put in play. And that's what's hurting us right now.
This will bring up Noah Pickard. Big righty, and Jake chases Mack, the runner, down second base. Runner on a double steal. They had runners at the corners. Got the double steal to work for him, and here comes the runner to the third base. And that'll be a balk.
They got something working for it, and they're running. I mean, they're aggressive. Yep. I mean, but they got 4 points on the board, Jason. It makes a huge difference when you get this confidence in you like no other, you know. Yep. And that's what they're doing right now, and they're just fighting with us mentally.
Here's a foul ball up and out of play, 0-1 the count here. Noah Pickard led things off for North Polk. He reached on a bloop single into right center field, one that we probably could have collected. But with the sun up in our eyes, it made it difficult. Here's a ground ball right back into the North Polk dugout. And that was followed up by a base hit that scored Pickard, who had taken second base on a stolen base. And then Trevor Hall came up and reached on an error. Eventually, all three of those runners scored in the first half. Foul ball.
Like you always said when you coach, Jace, you know, one problem can lead to many problems, and just snowball effect happens, and you just got to get through that inning. You got to get through it, you know, bear down, fight through it, and come out and attack it again.
It's a foul ball. Picker doing a good job fighting off super batter. 478 on the season. Leading RBI, leading home run man. I mean, he's just a slugger, 832 slugging average.
And you can see it. I mean, just if you've seen his stature, man, he's built. He's got a great swing on him.
0-2 count here. Change up off the end of the bat, fouled off. 4-0 North Polk over the Blue Demons, top of the second inning. Lots of baseball left to be played here, folks. If you don't have to go very far back in memory or back in broadcast to remember what took place last night as Sheraton got down 10-4. and then came back to win that one 15-12.
That was huge.
Congratulations to our Charger friends.
Phenomenal job, guys. Phenomenal job. That's how you fight back. That's being mentally strong and knowing you can do it. You're here for a reason. This isn't a joke. We play some great teams to get here, guys, and I believe that we can pull this around.
Curveball. Pickard over to a shortstop. Bauer over the first. That'll be the third out of the inning, but the Comets able to get one across. They generate a run, and they'll take a 4-0 lead when we come back to the bottom of the second inning. Back to Blue Demon Baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
The best things in life are free, and the same could be said for your farming operation. Do we have you confused yet? While you rarely hear free and farming operation in the same sentence, at Barker Implement, we believe in offering free inspections on your John Deere cornheads. Not only will you save on the inspection, we'll also give you 10% off any parts installed by our John Deere certified technicians. Offer ends soon, so visit ebarkers.com for details. Powered by green, driven by values.
Superior Machine is an ISO 9002 compliant manufacturing and fabrication facility. Superior Machine takes pride in producing quality products. They know it takes teamwork to make a quality product, and working as a team has made them a successful business. Superior Machine is proud to sponsor the Albia Blue Demons baseball team and wish them success.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Jake Stalzer will stand in, lead things off this bottom of the second inning, 4-0 Comets.
Let's go, Jake.
Jake, been an outstanding hitter and throughout the season, 417 on the season. First pitch, I think the indication there looked like it was outside, but nothing on the scoreboard. Here comes the next offering. Here's a foul ball. Stalzer puts it out of play.
Just got a great swing to him, doesn't he? I just love watching him swing. I mean, the youngsters would watch him. It's just smooth. And I see the confidence in his face right now. We're pretty close to him. He believes. He knows he can do it.
Jake's seen a lot of baseball. Here's a blooper down the third baseline, and it hooks foul.
I think the bloopers are working, Jason. I think if I was playing the game, I think the bloopers tonight is where you want to be at.
Yeah, definitely. Seems hit like the ball into right field. That right field, with the sun setting in the west, the way this field's lined up, the home plate faces the south and west, so that right field is looking right into the sun. That's not a fun place to be tonight.
No.
Nate Wynn says, go Big Blue. Glad to have Nate listening along tonight.
Hi, Nate.
Hello, Mark and family.
Sweet.
Here's a fastball, strike three. First four batters to come to the plate for the Blue Demons have been punched out via the strikeout. And that'll bring up Wilson Sinclair.
Well, Jason, I think we got to be careful here. I'm not a great baseball player, but I think one thing you have to look at is let the kids know you don't have to do it all in one chunk.
Nope. There is no four-run hit.
So let's get up there, just tell ourselves, get a runner on, and then let's go from there.
Have something go right.
Yes.
And it's amazing. It's just like the things that go against you, that when they start going right, it seems like life takes and gets on rolls called momentum.
But we do have a senior team, so they got to be mentally strong. They've all been in big games.
Here's a pitch outside.
A lot of these kids have played in state little league games, some Babe Ruth games, so they know what to do.
Sinclair at the plate looks at a fastball upstairs. 3-1 the count here. Wilson doing a good job working the count. Wilson's had an outstanding career.
Yes, very good ball player.
Been a rock behind
catcher.
The plate. There's a called strike. Now we're at full count here.
Let's give that kid credit, Jason. I don't remember the name of the pitcher here, but he's doing a good job.
Lucas Hadaway.
We don't want to sell it short here. I mean,
here's a ground ball towards first, picked up by the coach.
For those that aren't here, and can't see that he is throwing a good ball game.
Yeah, he's a legitimate fastball pitcher. And the thing you look at when these pitchers is pitch count really starts to matter. Here's a fastball that's left upstairs. That'll be a base on ball. And that would be the only thing that you could take away from Hadaway. If you look at his strikeouts to base on balls percentage, 18 walks to 17 strikeouts.
Yeah.
So, he's somebody that can be a victim to to the walk. And you got to be patient up there.
That's the key thing. I think we're, you know, and once again, I mean, I hate to blame it on nerves and whatnot, but it's definitely does play a factor out there. We got to just get mentally tough here.
Summers at the plate, Austin. Strike one. Call strike on the outside corner. Austin, as I've talked about throughout the tournament, really was off to a really hot start. And momentum does a funny thing. Being able to put the ball in play, he's really found his swing here towards the end of the season as well. 0-2, curveball.
Good pitch.
Austin, a big right-handed batter at the plate. Wilson Sinclair over first on the base on balls. Here comes the pitch down the dirt. Gets by the catcher. That'll send Sinclair down to second base. Now, you know, you just want to whittle away here. You want to get put the ball in play and
listen,
move the runners around.
You smell it up and you go get it. You see a guy out there, you got to go get it. You just got to tell yourself, you know, this is a big game, big time, and you just got to put yourself in a position that, you know, you can do it. Put the ball in play and make something happen.
Wilson Sinclair down second base. Here comes the 2-2 offering. Summers fouls it off. Got a piece of it. Check that 1-2 the count.
It's a long foul ball. Too bad it didn't go the other direction.
Yeah. 1-2, Austin Summers at the plate. Sinclair down at second. Advanced on the wild pitch. Here comes the next one to Summers. Upstairs, ball two. Held off there. That's tough to do.
Make this pitcher work. You know, Jake's been out there in the sweat, you know, in the hot. Let this guy work also.
2-2 count here. Here comes the next one to Summers. Outside, ball three, full count. Did a good job holding off. Full
yeah,
count
that's
on
close.
Summers.
That was close.
Runner at second base. Here comes a curveball down low. It gets by the catcher. He throws down.
He's there. He's safe.
And he's in there. Sinclair gets the third. Austin picks up the base on ball. So back-to-back walks. As I said, this is something that if you look at the stats, it's where if there was a fault in this young pitcher, it'd be his walking. And he's going to have a conference here with one of his coaches.
I think
and
that's
again,
it.
That becomes a confidence issue as a pitcher. This game called life does this to you. You start to get a little bit of confidence, or you start to get a little doubt in your mind, or you start thinking about things. Athletes have to just simply react. That's why the coaches do those fundamental things over and over, so you get
right in
a place where you're acting. But when you start thinking about it, all that could go wrong, it's amazing what happens.
That's what happens when it does go wrong. Yeah, I mean, they're talking out there. I think, you know, of course, once again, you know, the heat and give him a breather and let him get himself back together. But we'll take this. Austin on first and Willie down here on third. And an opportunity. You know, Austin's got some speed on him also. You know, let's get a double out there and send some runs through. Get a couple this inning, and we'll just keep chipping away at it.
Blake Schroeder at the plate.
Come on, Blake.
One away. Bottom of the second inning. I'll be trailing 4-0. Two runners on. It's a fastball outside. Ball one. Now you can be patient. You know the pitcher's going to bring you something to hit here.
Yes.
Going to start giving you some more opportunities to play. Here's a fastball outside. 2-0. Runners at first and third. Two walks picked up by the Blue Demons. Sinclair gets down to third. After the ball got by the catcher momentarily, and Wilson hustled down, heads up baseball, got the third base. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one.
That was a good cut. I have to give him credit. A good cut there.
He went after it. Maybe a little upstairs, but he went after it. 2-1 on the batter. Schroeder at the plate. Abby trailing 4-0. Curveball. Call strike two. That was a nice curveball. 2-2 count. Man, we're getting some help here. You know, Jimmy, I didn't, you know, if, I don't know how much water you drank today, but there's a swing and a miss, strike three. So another strikeout. Five of the first six outs. All five outs are coming by strikeouts.
Yeah. I don't think we put them on play yet, Jace. There's no room for them to make any errors. We got to get something going here, and you have to believe in yourself. And that's what I'm telling you, the senior leadership, you know, seniors have got to, you know, just say, this is it. You know, I know it's only the second inning, but we got to get things going.
Brady Baker stands in, the tall, strong right-handed batter, first baseman. Runners at the quarter. Sinclair over at third, Summers over at first. A couple of walks. I've given Albie some base runners. Here's a pitch outside, ball one.
Brady's a power hitter, Jason. I mean, this kid's got he's a man down there. He's a big man, and, you know, he could get a hold of that ball and send it over.
That would be all right. Fouled off, and the catcher took that one. Right in the midsection, may have got his hand. And the first class umpire walks out to talk to the pitcher. Rumor has it that Coach Todd Ratliff is in the house.
Awesome.
And we're going to talk with him here in a little while. Catch up with him. Glad to have him back serving this great country of ours. Boy,
that's an honor.
It is.
Phenomenal guy. Just a phenomenal individual. And a runner.
We love his competitiveness.
Yeah, very.
1-1 count here. Baker holds off for the fastball outside. Ball two, 2-1 the count. Cody Underwood on deck, two runners on. Bottom of the second inning, Albie trailing 4-0. An opportunity here. Here's a high pop fly towards third base. Third baseman calls for it, hooking and going backwards, and makes the catch for the third out of the inning. Finally, Albie is able to put a ball into play, but unfortunately for the Blue Demons, it falls to the hand of the third baseman for the third out of the second inning. Albie leaves two runners stranded. We'll go to the top of the third. Albie trailing 4-0 when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball right here on the sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIC.
Albia's Family Shoes and Sporting Goods is your go-to store for all your local team apparel. When you're looking for that fun and fabulous way to support your teams, why not do it the right way with apparel from head to toe? You can find it all at Family Shoes and Sporting Goods in Albia.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company right here in Albia, Iowa. I would like to introduce you to the all-new Ford Explorer. Completely redesigned from the ground up, Ford has made the new Explorer the most usable vehicle in the SUV class. From its best-in-class highway mile-per-gallon V6 engine to the spacious 7-passenger seating, the Ford engineers have created the perfect vehicle for today's busy families. Stop by and see Jack Szczynski right today and test drive the all-new Ford Explorer. That's Albie Motor Company, right here in Albie, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Live internet streaming, available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Blue Demon Baseball on the air. Playoff baseball. One game separating these two teams and a trip to Principal Park.
Wow.
The winner tonight. Unbelievable opportunity for both these ball clubs. The Comets out in front here are in early going. Top of the third inning, 4-0 North Polk. Coach Ty Rathlis back at the studio. We're going to catch up with him and have some conversation with him throughout this broadcast. Here's a line drive down the third baseline. Hooks foul. Boy, that was a changeup that
wow.
He just stuck his bat out there and got enough of it, nearly got it to fall in.
These kids definitely swing the bat, Jace. They're not waiting for the walk, are they?
No, there's not going to be any and you can't. You can't with with Jake Stalzer on the mound. You're not going to be standing around waiting for a ball because he's not going to throw them.
Right.
Trevor Hall at the plate, fouls it off, 0-2. Check that, Corey at the plate. Brandon Corey, the sophomore, 360 on the season. And Coach Ratliff is back at the studio. We're going to talk with him after this at-bat. Here's a shot into left field, hooks and goes foul. I'm sure he's gotten used to a little heat. He's wearing all the equipment and the heat of being over there. Here's a ground ball again. Stays foul.
He's a well-conditioned man. I mean, he's like yourself. You know, you guys are always running to keep yourself in shape. It don't matter. You guys run in all different types of weather.
Well, for his shape, he's probably for physical. For me, I ain't got enough sense to know not to do it.
I agree with that.
4-0 Comets. North Polk out in front here. Top of the third inning, 0-2 count here on a leadoff batter in this third inning. Brandon Corey, Stalzer, back up on the rubber, looks in. Sinclair gives him the sign. Stalzer leaves one outside. Ball one.
Good idea. Nice crowd, Jay. See a lot of blue out there. A lot of blue.
Fully expected that, and we knew the radio was around Southern Iowa would be on full go tonight. Here's a ground ball, shortstop. Bauer picks it up. Long throw to first. One hopper gets by Baker, and that is going to get to the fence. And right down there quickly is a Wilson Sinclair
wow.
to pick that up. Again, another opportunity given to the Comets.
I just want to say one thing about Willie Sinclair. Anybody's ever watched him play, you will never see a man that does – he just hustles all the time. And catching is probably one of the hottest spots to be at.
Yeah, it's miserable back there.
And he's sprinted down there to make sure he got that ball.
Trevor Hall at the plate here. He flew out or got on an air his first time at the plate. Nobody out. Top of the third inning. And just got a text in. The 14-year-old Babe Ruth team lost their first contest tonight. The winner of the next game, which they'll play at 7:50, will go on to state as well. So here's a running swing, and it was a hit and run on, and the runner's going to go down to second base.
This team runs, Jace. Mm-hmm. I'm very impressed with the coaching here. Got these kids running.
1-1 count. Runner down at second base. At the plate's Trevor Hall. Coach Ratliff, you got your headset on, buddy? Scotty's going to get the headset on him. Here's a bunt back to the pitcher over the third. In time, got him. What a play by Jake Stalzer. The sacrifice bunt was laid down, but Trevor Hall left it right out in front of the pitcher. Stalzer quickly turned to third base and got the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Colton Cornwell. But joining us now on the in the studio is one of my favorite guys of all time, one of the premier coaches of any sport, and that's Coach Todd Ratliff. Coach, welcome back. And first of all, when did you get back in?
Well, I got back. We had our welcome home ceremony up in Grimes this morning about 11:30. I was home for about 4 minutes, changed into some running clothes quick, and came back to the office here. So,
put your running clothes on. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh. I figured it'd be a good time just to get a quick 5-miler in going home after we're done here.
Isn't it, you know, to runners, man. Is this not the best weather in the world to run in?
Love it.
Not for the weightlifters.
Love the heat. 1-1 count here. We're talking with Coach Ratliff. He's back at the studio. Here's a blooper right behind second base. J.D. Curran out to give a chase, and Schroeder comes up with it for the second out of the inning. Coach, is this a permanent return back home, or is it just a little bit of a retreat?
Well,
reprieve, rather.
You know, when you're in the military, I'm not sure permanent is a word you can ever use. So I'm just about to hit the 19-year mark. So when I hit the 20-year mark, then we can talk about permanent. But I am home for good for now, and pretty excited about it.
Well, Coach, you may not be able to talk much about where you've been, but just getting back, you want to tell us a little bit about your journey and some of the things that you've been busy with doing over there protecting our country?
Sure. You know, first of all, it's an honor that I'm able to do what I do for the National Guard and for this great country. So I just feel blessed that I was able to have this opportunity. You know, there's some things that you give up when you do stuff like this, but I think the reward for it, now that I'm back home, feet back down on the ground here in Albia, that it's all worth it. We were at a pretty remote site for quite a while. It was very remote, about 120 days without running water. And then once we did get running water, we had one wash machine for the 112 guys on site. So things, you learn how to adapt to your environment, which is what's amazing about people and people in the military especially.
Coach, we just, you're describing trying to, you just got to deal with the atmosphere. We got another stolen base here by the Comets. Trevor Hall gets down to second base, drives one in the center field. The well-hit ball is going to get into the gap. Another run's going to score for the Comets. And that'll send Hall all the way to second base on the double. And now the Comets lead 5-0 in the top of the third inning, two away, and that'll bring up Jacob Hadaway. Coach, you were over there serving the country when news broke that we got Osama bin Laden, and that had to be it was a proud moment for our country. Not that we celebrate the death of somebody, but the fact that we got to somebody who killed so many of ours, that it had to be a proud moment for you and all your staff.
You know, really, it was. It's a good sign that through the small things that people do, eventually the big fish is caught. And so it was good. And we took a little bit of time there at AFCOP Ramakel to talk about it. And we were glad for it, and then we tightened our boots up a little bit tighter because we knew what was going to follow that.
And that's just it. I think, you know, we've got the head cheese, but there's so many people out there who despise our way of life and the freedoms we enjoy that, you know, you have to be even more vigilant today, and that's why we're so blessed to have people like you serving our country.
Amen.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to say that, but, you know, it's something that that I feel was for me, you know, and is for me, and you know, I'm fortunate that I have the family both in the house that I live in and in this great community that I've been around for the last 15 years that supports it. That's huge, you know, the way the school and Mr. Krall and the rest administrators and staff support it and helped out Kim and the boys and the way the community as a whole, our church especially, you know, they jumped in there and helped her out. It makes it a whole lot easier to be gone when you know that things back home are being taken care of.
We're talking with the head coach, Todd Ratliff, as he joins us here live from the studio. We're bringing you this playoff game. Albie trailing 5-0 against North Polk. Here's a swing and a miss, a strike three. Albie able to get out Jacob Hadaway for the third out of the inning. Coach, so glad to have you along here and joining us in the broadcast booth, courtesy of the U.S. Cellular 3G connection that we've got up here at Pella Christian. But real quick, what was it like coming home and seeing your family after such a long time away?
Nerve-wracking, I guess would be the best way to put it. It was amazing. But, you know, you're gone and you're into a way of life. It had been 5.5 months since I'd seen him. And as time went on through May, June, and into July, the communication became a little bit less because the activities we were involved in became a little bit greater. So I was a little bit nervous, but when I saw him, it's pretty amazing. It's just a great feeling to see him and to give Kim and the boys a hug and a kiss. And, you know, my parents were up there and some other relatives, people that came to greet me to that welcome home ceremony. So it was a good feeling.
Coach, we're glad you're back and safe, and thank you so much for the sacrifice you and your family have given to this country. And I can't wait to see and maybe pass you on the running track someplace.
Yeah, I'm hoping you're not going to pass me, but it's a good possibility. I'll have to work a little extra harder with that in mind now. But you know, I want to say a couple of things. First of all, go Big Blue. You know, we need to score some runs here. Wish I could have gotten back in time to gotten up to that game, but I think they can pull this one out still. Secondly, again, I want to thank the people of Albia and, you know, the radio station letting me come in and talk tonight. And please feel free to give me a call, those of you who want to chat. I'll be around now for a while.
Coach, we love you, and I'm looking forward. I'll get you out there on the coach's corner. We'll spend some more talking about Blue Demon Sports and your great service to this country. It's much appreciated.
Hey, that'd be great. I know that girls' cross country team's looking for a three-peat up that statement, so we're gonna start working on that in the morning.
Awesome.
All right, Coach Todd Ratliff, the outstanding head coach, great serviceman, returning back home, and welcome back home. And I know his family's excited. And how about that? Cody Underwood leads things off in this bottom of the third inning with
huge, a
leadoff single. And that's the first hit of the night for the Blue Demons. J.D. Kern at the plate here. Kern struck out his first time at the plate. Looks at a curveball outside, ball one. So important here that you just keep your mentally into the ball game, keep that confidence up, string together a couple of hits. The timely hitting has been important in playoffs, and now you want to take advantage of getting that leadoff runner on base. Foul ball back to the fence.
Well, definitely the best start of the inning so far, I would assume. You know that, and with this, Jason, we can run with this, and we got to. I mean, we're in the third inning. We got to get a run across the plate, and it's just time to do it.
Curran at the plate. Looks at a called strike in the outside corner.
He likes them outside corner calls, don't he? It's hard to see from where we're at, too, so I don't want to say anything bad there. But
he's been consistent.
He's consistent
there,
but it just seems a little ways out there.
1-1 count here. Underwood with the leadoff single in this bottom of the third inning. Here's a curveball left upstairs. J.D. held back and able to foul it off. I bet he'd like to have that cutback. That ball hung up there a little bit.
J.D.'s a good ball player. Mm-hmm. He's come a long ways.
1-2 count here. Pitcher steps off. Underwood goes back to first. 5-0 North Polk over the Blue Demons, bottom of the third inning. It's a fastball, swing and a miss, strike three for the first down of the inning. And this Lucas Hadaway has struck out 6 out of the 7 outs have been strikeouts.
And we've been hitting the ball well. I mean, and we face Jason. I mean, we face some top. I mean,
oh my gosh,
Larkin from Eddyville is a phenomenal pitcher too. You know, and we got the Matthews and Martian from, Davis County.
Well, look, I mean, what we faced here at Bowcamp.
The list goes on, and we can do it.
Eric Bauer will stand in. Underwood over first, one away. Bottom of the third inning. EB at the plate. Curveball left upstairs and outside. Ball one. How about this, Jimmy? Jeremy Hackett sending me a text.
Hacksaw, yeah.
Go Big Blue. We'd like to hear from you where you're listening at tonight.
Love you, Hackett.
641-799-1437. Here's a fastball upstairs. Ball two.
Hacksaw was a big kid, almost like a Brady Baker style. He did like a man out there.
I think the only home run that you hit in the Little League baseball
came off. Closed my eyes and I swung it and it went.
You did hit Jeremy Hackett's fastball. The bat broke or the ball split in two.
Or it broke your arm like it did Rick Langreb's.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Rick still blames him for it.
Yeah.
1-1 count, one down, bottom of the third inning. Albie trailing here 5-0. Jimmy Summers, Jason Summers bringing this playoff game. The winner tonight gets a trip to the state tournament in Principal Park. Another fastball by Bauer. 1-2.
You've seen the guy once, so the second time around should start getting a little easier for us, I would assume.
Here's a called strike three, second out of the inning.
It's just that outside corner, Jason. He does a phenomenal job with.
Thanks, with, Sister Sarah.
With throwing that ball there, and we're just not swinging at it.
That'll bring up Hunter Hastings. Boy, Lucas Hadaway's been outstanding for North Polk. Slender right-hander. Goes outside with this one. Hastings holds off. Ball one. He's walked two, but he struck out 7. Seven. Ball down low.
Well, we're also, Jason, a type of team that I've seen, through the year is we're not waiting for that walk. Remember Little League years where you wait for the walk? This ain't happening to our team. We're coming out here. We're aggressive. They're going to swing. And unfortunately, we're just missing it just by a little bit.
Lots of ball game left here. If you're just joining us, North Polk scored 3 in the first inning and have put together 5 runs up on the Blue Demons, bottom of the third inning. Here's a pitch outside. Hastings now 2-1 on the 3-1 on the count. Just got a text in. How about this one? Christian Bambrook rooting on the Blue Demons here in Pellick.
Awesome. Thank you.
Go Big Blue. Here's a line drive right off the pitcher. He's able to pick it up, and Lucas Hadaway goes over to first, and that's going to be an error as the throw was there, but the first baseman dropped it. Boy, how about that?
Put the ball in play. Yep. Like you said, you put the ball in play. They got to make a decision what they're going to do, and it just it's how it works.
How about Christian Bambrook, buddy?
Awesome.
I'll tell you what, that sophomore, he's going to be he's going to be one of the premier pitchers in Southern Iowa. Young man, you've got a bright future ahead of you. And I thought basketball might be a sport, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think you do a little bit of both, can't you?
Yeah.
Very blessed there.
Stalls are at the plate. Runners at first and second. An opportunity here for the Blue Demons, 2 away.
He's a power hitter too, Jace. He can put him there too. Good cut.
Strike two. 0-2 on Stalzer. Jake, who's had a great season and tournament at the plate and on the mound, behind here and looks as a called strike three. Lucas Hadaway registering his 8th strikeout on this Blue Demon battery, and the Blue Demons are going to go down here at the end of 3, 5-0. The Comets out in front. We'll be right back as the top of the 4th we come. Send your text 641-799-1437. Lots of baseball to go. Want to hear from you, where you're listening from. And don't go anywhere. Is a Blue Demon rally in store? We're going to find out when we come back. Back to Blue Demon baseball right here on your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIIC.
The those we love remain with us, for love itself lives on, and cherished memories never fade because a loved one's gone. Those we love can never be more than a thought apart, for as long as there's a memory, they'll live on in the heart.
During your time of loss, let the caring staff at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home help you preserve your memories and honor your loved ones with services available at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home. We offer a full line of services, including an on-site crematory. Contact Richard Tharp, Cody Kroll, or Leroy Winfield at the Tharp Winfield Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Zach Easter to lead things off for the Comets. They lead 5-0, top of the fourth inning. Jimmy Summers joining me, my brother, my bigger, younger brother. Here's a ball inside. Ball 2, 2-0 the count here.
I think he has a strike there, Jay. It's 2-1 now.
2-1.
I thought he swung.
Swing and a miss. Strike 2, 2-2 the count.
Man, Stalzer is drenched.
His shirt is a darker, darker blue.
It's darker everybody else's.
A pop up down the first baseline. Baker over near the line makes the catch. Good athletic play there by Brady Baker for the first out of the inning.
Good job, Baker.
That will bring up Dylan Reinhart.
Baker's another kid, Jason, that's come a long ways. You know, we coached him in Little League Baseball in the Dodgers, and watching him mature into a fine senior ball player. Just a coming good little athlete.
Yep.
Shouldn't say little. Big athlete.
Not little. One away, Sam Pickard at the plate. Fouls it back to the fence. Pickard, 1-for-2 tonight. Tyler Dyson says, go, Big Blue. Leshen family chiming in.
Sweet, Leshen. What's up, man?
Said, go, Big Blue. Time to go, boys. And I couldn't agree anymore. Time to go. Shut them down here and get to the plate. Get some momentum going your way. And just getting this in, Davis County's out in front of Iowa City Regina, 3-0 Mustangs. Go South Central Conference. Here's a ground ball. Bauer picks it up. Long throw to first in time.
That a boy.
Eric able to snag that as it went to his left. 6-3 put out. Out number two here, and that'll bring up Lucas Hadaway, the outstanding pitcher for North Polk. If you're just joining us, Albie's only been able to get three runners on base. And out of the nine outs, the first nine outs, eight have been strikeouts.
Yes.
That's
huge for them, not for us. And but I don't take them away from the pitcher. I mean, you know, give credit where credit's due. I mean, we hit the ball very well through the season, Jason, and it's just he's put in the right spots.
Here's a ball that gets in the dirt and then goes off the ground and hits the batter. 2-0 pitch that earns a trip for the pitcher down to first base.
I always thought that was kind of odd that the ball could hit the dirt first and then hit the batter and they take the base. You know, it just seems he could have moved.
Yeah, that might, and that's the discretion of the umpire. You know, they could have called that.
Well, coming slow, you know, and it bounced and he hit him, and
yeah.
But that umpire's probably hot too, and.
If at some point you, and they've got three umpires running the field tonight. As the games get more and more important, you'll start to see that.
Which I like that because, you know, it gives everybody a chance to make the right call. You do not want to end a game on a wrong call. No.
Let's go, Blue. Plug away, fellows. Travis Knowles just chiming in. We'd like to hear from you as well. 641-799-1437. Here's a foul ball hooking and going out of play. Plug away is exactly what we need to do. No five-run hits. It doesn't require five in one inning. We've got four at-bats still left for our offense.
Oh, it's very doable. I mean, there's no reason to hang your head here.
We scored four against Eddieville Blakesburg against Larkin, who's one of the better pitchers in the state.
Phenomenal.
That tells you, I'll tell you what, I was so impressed with Vanbrook. He came in and you know, Larkin is fantastic, and Albie had that lead, and they didn't score after Vanbrook came in. And that's a tough place for a young guy to be.
That was tough, you know, and, you know, someone always has to win, someone has to lose in a situation, but Larkin was a great pitcher and pulled it off, but an off great pitcher.
Yep. That gave everyone a little bit of confidence. Here's a swing and a miss. And a fastball upstairs. Strike three. Wow. And Albia able to get out of this inning with the Comets coming up empty on the scoreboard. We're going to go back to the bottom half of the fourth inning when we come back here to Pella Christian High School. Back to Blue Demon Baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems. Southern Iowa Technologies also provides service on your PC, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
It's hot outside, but it's like Christmas at Cindy's Beauty Hut. We have been getting boxes and boxes of new and exciting merchandise. So stop in and get something for yourself at Cindy's Beauty Hut. All of us at Cindy's would like to wish the Blue Demons a victory tonight. Go Big Blue!
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Wilson Sinclair to lead things off for the Blue Demons. This bottom half of the fourth inning looks at a fastball outside as the Techs continue to roll in here. Wilson got a walk his first time at the plate. And Jimmy, a week ago Sunday, we were at down in Eddieville Blakesburg doing a football, and that really got me in the mood for Friday Night Lights.
Oh, yes.
Here's a swing and a miss, strike two.
That's definitely my favorite sport. You know, I'm here supporting the baseball program and stuff, but I definitely love the Friday Night Lights. You can't beat the smell of the fresh-cut grass, just the environment, you know. It's just like no other. And 96.7, you know, we just tore it up with Friday Night Lights. It's that's what it's all about.
It's good stuff. We'll be here before you know it. 1-2 count here on Wilson Sinclair, leading things off. Bottom of the fourth inning, Albia trailing 5-0. North Polk out in front. Here's the curveball. Sinclair holds off. A good job of checking in the swing there. But talk about Friday Night Lights, Cindy. Oh, my stats go down off the field. Turn my head 1 second. Cindy Simmons and Tim celebrating their anniversary. They're Cindy's Beauty Hut. The beautiful play of the first half. We'll have that back on this year.
That's awesome.
Accent Flora will have their rose special again. Here's a foul ball up and out of play by Sinclair.
Well, that's definitely nice, especially for the ladies, right?
Oh, my gosh. Full count here. You know, there's nothing better than listening to Friday Night Lights. Bring your headset to the game. I know Terry Simmons, who's behind us here.
Yeah.
He'll be down on the sidelines. But, you know, Abby scores a dozen. Accent Flora, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Lost my stats and
job, Will.
One of these Pella Christian young athletes chased it down for me. Sinclair with the another walk here. So Abby's got a runner at first base. But Accent Flora is going to be back. They're sponsoring the broadcast tonight and back on the sponsor list and going to be bringing the roses again this fall. Austin, grab ball up towards the middle. One hop that gets off the second baseman. Going to be over safe at first, safe at second. And well, once again, Austin and Wilson Sinclair reach. And that'll bring up Blake Schroeder. So runners at first and second. Now be able to get nobody out.
Let's do it, boys.
Right here. Get the rally started.
I'll smell it up and start believing. Let's do it.
And those texts keep rolling right in, Jimmy. We got a lot of...
You're definitely full of them. Techs are really full, and that's awesome, Jason.
Rock and fire.
Rock and fire. Yep,
Cole
yep.
Henry.
Awesome.
Here's a bunt right back to the pitcher. He bobbles it. Got to throw it over to first, and Blake gets the job done, sacrificing
job well done.
Both
job well done.
Wilson Sinclair and Austin Summers advance. Sinclair over third. Summers down to second base. And Schroeder with the sacrifice bunt, and that'll bring up Brady Baker. One away. Runners at second and third. Albie with a real scoring opportunity here as Brady Baker will stand in.
Come on, Bake.
Let's go, Blue. Get them bats going from Thad DeMoss. Here's a strike. Fastball.
A little low for Bake, but...
Boy, if you throw a fastball in the outside corner to Brady and he gets those arms extended, that's his sweet spot. Here's a ground ball hit towards first base. It's going to score a run. The ball's bobbled. Baker on his way to first, and he's going to beat the run out. Brady Baker gets the RBI, scoring Sinclair. Albie is up on the board. With one out, we'll have runners at the corners. And we'll have a timeout called by the coaching staff for the Comets. They want to talk things over.
Look at the Mohawks.
Austin takes off his helmet. He started a trend here. Christian got one the other night. J.D. Curran's got it. Wilson Sinclair's got it. And Austin looks up. I know he's ready for some football.
Definitely. But he wants this. We've been talking about it. You know, we can do this. And we can pull this off. This would be huge, Jason. Momentum is definitely going our direction right now. And I know still a lot to score, but we're only four down, bud. Four, and that's it. And two guys on.
We have a change and the pitching staff. We'll get the pitching change. We'll take a change. We'll come back here, get some of your texts when we come back to Blue and Diamond Baseball. Albie's up on the board, 5-1 your score. Send us a text at 641-799-1437. And I think if we got a dozen runs tonight, I think I might be able to talk my good buddy Tom
sweet.
Chamberlain and some roses.
Yes, awesome.
We'll be right back after a quick pitching change. You're listening to Blue Diamond Baseball on your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIC.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Jacob Hathaway takes the mound. He's the brother, I will assume. They look an awful lot alike. Lucas, here's a fastball as Cody Underwood stands in. Runners at the corners. Sinclair picked up the baseball and balls. Austin reached on an error. And they were moved over by the sacrifice bunt by Blake Schroeder. Here's a curveball. Freezes Underwood. Cody, the only hit on the night for the Blue Demons. There's only been two hits tonight, by the way.
Yes. That's just shows you how the game's been going.
Runners at first and third. Here's a fastball outside. Cody holds off.
That was close.
Very close.
That was close. We'll take that one.
The texts keep rolling in.
Come on, Cody. Tell yourself, buddy. Let's go now. Here we go.
Now how about this, Jimmy? I laid it out there. Laid out the challenge to Accent Floral. Here's a curveball right back to the pitcher. Over the second for one. The throw to first. Not in time. And they'll hold off getting the double play. As Summers had the hold on the ground ball back to the pitcher, but that was nearly a double play. And that'll bring up J.D. Curran.
He's due now, Jason. And JD's been just hitting the ball well. That's, I mean, he's been leadoff the whole year, I believe. You know what I'm saying? And that's just he can do this. This is the time for him to come back and as a senior to fight back and put it in play and make things happen.
But Tom Chamberlain just sent me a text as I laid out the challenge. Dozen runs, dozen roses.
He's going to do it.
All right. It's been laid out there. Accent 4 will give away a dozen roses. Let's see if we can get him to give it away if we get a half dozen. Half dozen is all we need. We don't need the full dozen. We'll take the half dozen.
We'll pull victory off.
Yep. 5-1 Albia. Runners at the corner. 1-1 count here. J.D. Curran at the plate. Fastball. Curran, slow roller to second base. Second baseman. Over the first. He's going to score a run. The mistakes that were happening to the Blue Demons now are happening to the Comets. Albie's got two runs across here, folks.
Put the ball in play.
Eric Bauer will come to the plate, and Bauer is the tying run. That's how quickly things can change if you just keep putting the ball in play and keep swinging. Here's a curveball.
Jason, remember game one, what he done game one?
Yep. Just put the ball in play.
That's just amazing. This can happen.
The outfield playing a little shallow. Bauer looks at the pitch outside. 1-1 the count. Now the tide of momentum, that funny little thing called momentum, starting to change.
This is huge.
Two runners on. Two away. Two runs across for the Blue Demon. A ball inside. That moves the count to 2-1. Just get runners on. Jacob Hadaway.
Come on, EB.
On the mound.
Come on, EB.
Bauer at the plate. Swings at a fastball. That'll move the count to 2-2. Just got to make contact here. Put the ball in play. 2-2. Two outs. Bauer hits one down the right field line. Out of play. That'll keep the count at 2-2. Jeremy Hacker, just a hacker.
Hacker. Hacksaw.
Hacksaw Hackett. Just text in. Down the tube. Big E. Eric, he just laid it out there to you. Justin Huber, get her done, Blue. Here's a shot. Bauer with a single in the center field on his way. It's Underwood. Underwood coming around third. He's headed to the plate. That's going to be a RBI single. Eric Bauer and the Blue Demons have got three across here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Folks, we've got ourselves what you'd call a ball game.
That's Biggie style. Here we go, babe.
Runners at first and second, and that'll bring up Hunter Hastings. The Blue Demons have gotten three across after eight of the first nine outs by the Blue Demons come via the strikeout. Albie is starting to put the ball in play, and good things are starting to happen here. 5-3 Comets.
It's huge. You got to believe it. You just got to know it. You can do it.
Come Send on, us Hunter. A text. Come Let on, us know Hunter. Where you're listening from and wishing for a Blue Demon victory. 641-799-1437. Curran is second. Bauer over third. Hastings at the plate. Fastball down low.
Base hit scores, Jason. Curran is phenomenal speed. Base hit will score.
5-3. Eric Bauer over at first. After the RBI single, here's the pitch down low. Ball two.
Make him work. Make him
Absolutely.
Work. Like you said, make him work.
2-0 count here. You got Stalzer on the on-deck circle. You know Jake is frothing at the mouth with an opportunity. There's a called strike. Hunter doing a good job being patient.
Yes. Don't rush into that. Make a good cut and take the pitch you want, Hunter.
5-3 Blue Demons. Three runs across here at bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes a pitch outside. 3-1 the count here. An opportunity for the Blue Demons to we've already got their mojo back. You got that momentum going your right direction.
Huge.
But, boy, this could be a big momentum swing right
huge.
Here. Here's a pitch down low, and that'll be
Hey, who we got up now?
Bases
up,
loaded.
Up,
Jake Stalzer at the plate. No place to put him.
Oh, give me some. Is this pressure or what? But I love it. Oh, big games, big time, big moments. Here we go, babe.
Jake Stalzer, who has been absolutely solid all season long with a golden opportunity to help himself out. You know, so many people say I'm energetic and high energy in the broadcast booth that they hadn't met my brother.
Oh, guys, I'm telling you, this is phenomenal. I mean, it's what you dream of. I mean, you dream of the situation. It's pressure, but it's a desired pressure. We got a man out there, guys, that can do this. I'm telling you. Oh, wow.
Davis County now out in front 4-0, middle of the fifth inning.
Come on, babe.
Mustangs. Stalls are at the plate, bases loaded. Because the first offering, Jake looks at the call, strike one. And he was taken right there, summing things up.
Let's go, Jake. I'm praying for you, brother. Let's do it, man. Here we go, buddy.
Three across for the Blue Demons. Bases loaded. Curveball outside, ball one.
Hey, Jason, a walk is huge. A walk is huge right now.
And just keep the bats coming around, keep the runs coming in. A walk is a run. 5-3, but the Albie trailing by two. Here's a pitch, and Stalzer holds off. Did he go? And they called it.
It's okay. It's
one
okay.
And two count here. Yeah, Jake's a very
one.
Good contact here.
It just takes one.
Here comes the next offering to Stalzer. Fastball just stayed outside. Ball two. Two and two the count.
Wow, folks.
If you go down to a heart attack, but I don't know CPR, and I wouldn't give it to you to begin with. Stalzer swings and misses. Okay. Strike three for the third out of the inning. But the Blue Demons.
It's okay.
Get the momentum to change their direction. They get three runs across here in the bottom of the fourth. We're going to go to the top of the fifth inning. Folks, we got us a ball game. Don't go anywhere. A win tonight, and the winner gets the trip to Principal Park, and that's what's on the line when we come back here, back to Blue Demon Baseball. Don't go anywhere.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Quicktron, a division of Laystar Incorporated, was established in Albia in 1992 and has been a local supporter of our community since then. Hard work, dedication, and community support are necessary ingredients for a winning team and a successful business. Quicktron wishes the Albia Blue Demons a successful season and congratulates them on their winning teamwork. Go Big Blue!
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa, and go Blue Demon Baseball and Lady D Softball.
And folks, if you thought his advertisements were energetic, you ought to see him up here in the broadcast booth.
Well, how do you not? I mean, a great game, Jace. I mean, yeah, we had errors, they had errors. That's what these big games are all about. But
well, here we are, top of the fifth inning. Albia trailed 5-3 on a rally here, and now find themselves trailing just by a couple of runs. Here they foul ball, and it's out of the reach of Brady Baker near the fence.
But that sun, Jace, look at that sun. You can just see the shadows.
That right That's fielder that right really field facing. Just,
and Baker was trying to turn to get, you know, position there.
Tough play to make. 0-1 count here. Brandon Corey at the plate. He's reached both times tonight. Stalzer, the lefty. Sends it home, inside, just missed, ball one, 1-1 the count.
Nice pitch.
5-3 ball game, Albie trailing by two, top of the fifth inning. Stalzer hangs one up in the air, it's a pop fly on the infield. Baker camping underneath it, comes up with it as it reaches back. Boy, that was a...
Wow.
That was interesting. And again,
those
the first baseman looking right up into the sun.
Yeah.
That sun right in the eyes of the right fielder, second baseman, and the first baseman. See them squinting out there trying to adjust their hats. Got a text in here from Bill from Centerville listening in. Bill W., glad to have you along. How about the Big Red, too? They've had an outstanding postseason as well.
Oh, I read the paper. My jaw dropped. That's awesome. But I know they can do it. It's not like, you know, we're in a tough conference, Jace.
I know it.
And all the teams we face in our conference are just good ball teams, and I knew they could do it.
Trevor Hall at the plate, 0-2 count here. Stalzer brings the 0-2 pitch. High pop fly on the infield. Curran going back. Shallow right field makes the catch. Again, nothing easy on those as he looks back towards the sun.
And those are hard, Jason. You know, all eyes on you. Pop fly, your normal routine that you normally can catch, and that's the ones that usually get you.
Well, and they start to dwell in your mind.
Well, yes.
You know, you start thinking about what you need to do instead of doing what you need to do.
Well, but the way the game started, you have that tendency to think that direction. But now momentum shifted. I think we're okay.
Two away here. Colton Cornwell at
go
the plate.
That, go get that.
Fouled up and out of play. Stalzer's been efficient this inning. Boy, the Blue Demons with a big fourth inning, rallying back three runs, left the bases loaded, and they'd sure like to have that one back.
It's going to happen.
Here's a changeup. Ground ball to short. Bauer picks it up. Got a long throw over to first. One hop to the Baker. Comes up with a grab.
Big play.
6-3. Put out a great reach out there by Brady Baker, senior to senior, for the third out of the inning. We're going to come back to the bottom half of the fifth. We go. Albia trailing by two when we come back to Pella Christian High School side of tonight's state sub-state qualifier. We're going to find out who's going to make a trip to the Prince of the Park when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball. Don't go anywhere.
You'll find savings at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods in Albia. This week, family packs of Schweigert barbecue or buffalo chicken wings are $9.99 for a 3-pound bag. Oscar Mayer lunch meats are $1.99 for 6 to 8 ounces. Beef sirloin tip roasts or tenderized steaks are just $3.59 per pound. Enjoy your summer. Enjoy savings at Jim and Charlie's. Open 7 days a week on North Clinton in Albia.
Garver's Animal Health Center is proud to sponsor the Albia Blue Demons baseball. When you need veterinary services for your family pet or your livestock, give the team at Garver's a call, where you're treated like one of the family and your animals get the best care possible. Garver's Animal Health Center, there when you need them. That's Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Wilson Sinclair to lead things off. Wilson's reached both times at the plate. Scored the first run of the night for the Blue Demons. He's walked both times up there. Good discipline batter. Looks at a ball down low. Now he's out in front 2-0 here. Just be patient. Find a way. Find a way, as Coach Staten would say. Talked to Coach this morning. Recovering after that surgery. Wishing him the very best. Can't wait for Friday Night Lights, Coach. A promising season ahead. Here's a pitch upstairs. Sinclair looks at ball three.
We can temporarily wait.
Yes, I'm ready
we'll
to keep the baseball season alive.
I'm ready. I'm ready for some football.
3-0 count here to Sinclair. And there's a called strike. Wilson headed down to first, but had to come back.
Let's go, Will.
3-1 count here. Sinclair at the plate. Called strike two. Full count here. Nice. Albia down by a couple of runs after finding themselves in the hole, 5-0. Have a rally back here. Here's a pitch down
side,
in the dirt.
Nice side,
another base
times.
On ball.
He's
three straight times. That's a
Austin, come
very
on,
good
big.
Patience. You're Austin big. Summers at the plate.
We know you got power, big.
Austin can change the ball game in one swing. He's without taking anything away from any other player on the team, he is the
make it work.
The long ball hitter, guy that can absolutely put the ball out there.
Come on, big.
Steps out. He gets the sign from Coach Kegel. Nobody out. Just underway. Bottom of the fifth inning. 5-3 Blue Demons. Trailing by two. Here comes the first offering. Summer swings and misses.
Good cut.
Had a beat on it. Swung through it. 0-1 count here. Sinclair picked up the leadoff walk. We really like it when you can get your leadoff guy on base. The curveball, Summers hangs off. Ball one, 1-1 the count.
I'm sorry, folks. That's my son. So I usually don't break it.
It's a tough old job when you're trying to.
Well, you know they all can
game.
Do it, Jason. It's just, you know, your heart pours out to him down there.
1-1 pitch. Called strike two. Here's a throw down the third or down the first. Sinclair gets back. Austin hung off that one as a.
It's a little low, but, you know, it only takes one to do it. That's the nice thing about baseball. You do get three strikes.
5-3 Albia trails here, bottom of the fifth inning. Curveball, Austin gets a piece of it, fouls it off.
Let's go, big. These games are all about. Let's go. Tell yourself.
Send us a text. Let us know where you're listening from. 641-799-1437. Here comes a fastball outside. Ball two. 2-2.
It's you got to be ready, Jason, for anything. I mean, there's just not a lot of opportunities out here, so you just got to, when one speaks to you, you got to do it.
2-2 count. Fastball. Austin did a good job fouling it off. Stays alive here, 2-2. Get a pitch you can handle. The more pitches you get, the more you see, the more rhythm you can get into as a batter. 2-2 count here. Austin Summers at the plate, Sinclair over at first. Hadaway on the mound. Brings a fastball. Austin right behind it. Gave it a rip down the line. Just a little behind. He's getting more and more confidence on his cuts. 2-2 count. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Albie trailing by two. Sinclair over at first. Here comes the pitch. Summers fouls it off. Doing a good job of
hanging in there.
Yep. And what you do is just to keep making that pitcher work. Meanwhile, your pitcher's over there resting up in the dugout. 2-2 count here. Sinclair over at first. Albie down by two. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Summers fouls it off again. Austin puts one off the...
it's like he's throwing... I don't know if he's throwing some junk to the outside. You just got to get... You got to make contact. You can't take a chance on it going through.
Nope. You just got to keep chipping away until you get something to hit here. 2-2 pitch. Austin once again fouls it off, doing a good job of just staying alive and keeping himself at the plate.
Go get it, bud. Let's do it. I call these proud moments. Make yourself proud, Big. Let's do it.
2-2 count. Wilson gets a lead over first. Austin looking back at the pitcher. Here comes a fastball. Swings upstairs. Tipped it. Caught by the catcher for the first out of the inning.
That happens.
Yep, battle at the plate to Austin. Fouled off about six pitches. And that starts to wear on the opposing pitcher. Blake Schroeder will stand in. Schroeder sacrificed and struck out. One away.
We need a run here, Jay. We got to get a run.
Sinclair, leadoff walk. In this bottom of the fifth inning. Schroeder at the plate. Looks at the strike one. Panned the outside corner.
Come on, Blake. You know you can, bud. Let's go.
Lucas Hanaway started things off for the Comets on the mound. Struck out eight of the first nine outs for the Blue Demons, and he was replaced by, I'm going to guess, his brother. They look an awful lot like Jacob Hanaway.
Yeah, they do.
0-2 count here to Blake Schroeder. There's a fastball down low. That'll be a ball. Ball one. You got this, Blue. Jack, Joe, Jake, and Mike Tino listening in. Glad to have you guys along tonight. Here's called strike three. As the texts keep rolling in. Go, Big Blue. Good luck, Albie boys.
Come on, Big.
We are rooting for you from Karen, Nate, Megan, Kenzie, and the Albie Dairy Bar.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Brady Baker will stand in. Boy, Brady, again, he's got the... got that strength behind him. You give
huge
him a fastball
swing, huge swing.
Outside. He could take it out of here and hurry. Ball. Oh, call strike one. That
down at the Cavs.
4-1. Davis County out in front. Top of the sixth inning. 0-1 count here on Baker. Brady fouls it off. That pitch was on the inside. Brady is a very much an outside ball hitter.
Yeah, he's most definitely.
If he can extend his arms, he can do a lot of damage. Mike Pickrell and Eric Leshen want to know why Lance isn't on radio assisting you.
Oh, wouldn't that be dandy?
Baker fouls it off, right off the catcher once again. Well, Lance has a face for TV, but more importantly, the sensor button is not available that easy.
Beep, beep.
Well, Lance is probably more colorful with his language than the two of us.
And it's tough sometimes because you get so excited.
Sinclair over first. Baker behind the count here 0-2 as the catcher took one in the stomach. And they kind of look him over and let him get his rest.
Come on, Baker. Tell yourself, buddy. Let's do it.
5-3. Albie trails by two. The wind is out of the south and out of the west, so the almost straight ahead dead center. Sun's starting to set up here, and here's a curveball. Hangs upstairs. Ball one, 1-2. Glad to have you along tonight. Accent Floral just reaffirmed they will go Here's a foul ball. Brady doing a good job of fouling that off.
Good job. What a hang, buddy.
But Albie can get a dozen runs.
Oh,
dozen roses.
It's done.
We're going to try to talk Tom into just giving us a dozen roses if we get the W and head to state.
Yeah, let's do that.
Come on, Tommy. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, I believe he would do that. I really believe he'd do
that. We're going to find out. He'll text me here in a second. He's gonna give me a hard time no matter what.
Or you could help pitch in Jace and, you know, and take care of the remainder.
Here's another curveball upstairs. Throw down to first. Sinclair gets back in. 2-2 here. Two away. Bottom of the fifth inning. Albia was trailing 5-0 going into the bottom of the fourth inning. Got three across. Trying to work their way back here. Baker fouls it off again. Boy, Austin and Brady have both went up there and have fouled it off and really building this pitch count up here. And you got to remember, Jake's over there in the dugout resting. That's a huge.
Come on, buddy.
Baker at the plate. 2-2 count. Here's a fastball. Brady fouls it off again. Staying alive. And the more whacks you get at him, the more you see the pitches, the more you get comfortable up there at the plate.
And that guy's pretty much drenched in his uniform, too, looks like, by now.
2-2 count here. Baker swings and misses strike three.
Good cut.
And give it a cut. But Albia is going to leave a runner stranded. We're going to go to the top of the sixth inning. Albia trailing by 2. 5-3, your score. We'll come back to the sixth we go. You're listening to Blue Demon Playoff Baseball and your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIC.
Hi, folks. This is Kevin Oucher, Albia Hy-Vee. We are a proud sponsor of all Albia High School athletics. So for the best deals and the best service, shop your employee-owned Albia Hy-Vee food store.
The Snack Shack on South Clinton invites you to stop in for that fresh-made deli sandwich or one of our fresh-made-to-order sandwiches from beef burger to grilled chicken. Remember, when you need a meat and cheese tray, the Snack Shack can fix one up for you anytime. Don't forget the ice cream, and they have great shakes and malts, too. The Snack Shack is proud to support the Blue Demons.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Top of the sixth we go. Big brother Jimmy joining me up in the broadcast booth.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bring you tonight's playoff game. The winner gets their ticket punched to Principal Park. And we would go from broadcasting outdoors in the 100-degree heat index decks to inside in the central air.
And hot dogs and that stuff, too? I would assume so.
We're going to get to test Joe's credit card out if we get there.
Awesome. Thanks, Joe.
5-3, Albie trails by 2, starting in the sixth inning. Here's a fastball upstairs by Stalzer, ball 1. Go Big Blue from Justin Thomas. Jeremy Hackett keeps chiming in. Jeremy, shake and bake, Big J.
That's right.
Choke him, poke him.
Hell, we Hackett.
5-3, Albie trailing here, just underway sixth inning. Here's a fastball, misses on the inside corner. 2-1 the count.
Do you remember the days of chattering, Jason?
Oh, you know, the coach would be in the dugout yelling at you to chatter. Here's a pop fly behind short. Bauer out into a shallow left field. Makes the catch for the first down of the inning.
Two-handed catch there. Good job, Bauer.
Jacob Hathaway flies out for the first down. That'll bring up Zach Easter. You look down at this order. Cody Underwood will lead things off for the Blue Demons in the bottom of the sixth, and you're going right back to the top of the order. Getting opportunities here. Zach Easter at the plate. He's reached once on an error and flew out to first base his second time at the plate.
One thing about our lineup, Jason, it's like, you know, any given night, someone in our lineup steps up, you know, and that's 1-9, you know, and that's huge.
1-1 the count. One away, top of the sixth inning. Stalzer leads one upstairs. Ball 2, 2-1 the count. Sure, Jay appreciated those extra foul balls by Austin and Brady. Sure liked to have had to go in fair territory, but here's a call strike. as Easter kind of checked his swing there.
That was a hard pitch. Jake's throwing a little harder. Looks like he's really throwing hard now.
Here's a curveball. Got him on strike three there. Jake Stalzer with the strikeout, second out of the inning. That'll bring up the right fielder, Dylan Reinhart. It ain't over till the fat lady sings. Keep fighting blue, Nate Graham and Dusty Longhay.
Awesome.
Here's the guys, a couple of guys that can play some baseball.
Great ball players.
Nate, man, he was like a vacuum out there on the infield.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Not because he sucks, because he sucked the balls up in the infield.
Yeah.
Nate will appreciate that. Nate's a great kid. Dusty, glad to have you guys along. Come on, we could use some of that pop in the bats out of those guys.
Oh, yeah, some great years of baseball.
Andy Stevens sent me a Facebook last night.
Awesome.
Excited about tonight's ball game. You know, everybody's excited that wears blue about tonight's game. Here's a swing and a miss, strike one. Two down, top of the sixth inning. I'll be trailing 5-3. Jimmy Summers, Jason Summers bringing you this playoff baseball. Stalzer. Changeup.
Wow. Great.
That was
pitch.
A huge changeup. He slowed the speed down by about 10 miles an hour right there. Jake out in front, 0-2. Two away. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Ooh. Just missed on the inside. 1-2 the count. Get out of this inning and get up to the plate. Make something happen. Stalzer looking in. Gets himself ready. Throws a fastball.
Nice
call
pitch.
Strike three.
Awesome.
1-2-3. Go the awesome. Comets, and we're going to go to the bottom
wow.
of the sixth inning.
Huge, Jake. Huge.
Albia shuts them down.
Go blue.
And Albia will come to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Albia trailing 5-3 when we come back. Back to Blue Demon Baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Superior Machine is an ISO 9002 compliant manufacturing and fabrication facility. Superior Machine takes pride in producing quality products. They know it takes teamwork to make a quality product, and working as a team has made them a successful business. Superior Machine is proud to sponsor the Albia Blue Demons baseball team and wish them success.
Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has switched to their summer hours. They'll be open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sunday. But if you need to make an appointment for a time outside these hours, you can call Kevin at 932-8140. Now that's hometown service. Now's the time to think about trail cameras and their placement. Bluff Creek Archery has in stock the Moultrie or Primos trail cameras, and they can order any model for you. So stop in today and get your trail camera to track wildlife activity. That's Bluff Creek Archery, your outdoor store.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Cody Underwood will stand in. He got the first hit of the night for the Blue Demons. He's been solid at the plate tonight. Let's get this thing going the right way here as we open up the bottom half of the sixth inning. I'll be trailing by two here. The
wow.
fastball on the inside.
Wow.
Call strike one. The later it gets, the better the Blue Demons get. Go Blue from the Crawl family. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two.
Good cut. Solid cut.
Cody going to be joining Mr. Ratliff, joining the military. Here's a pitch on the outside corner called strike three. First down of the inning, top of the order we go.
Okay.
J.D. Curran
okay.
will come to the plate. J.D. got a RBI single.
Yes.
That was a huge. That really put Albie right back in this ballgame. Curveball, Curran fouls it off.
Well, J.D. will make contact. He'll put the ball in play. Unfortunate tonight, you know, the first couple times of bat, a little struggle, but
got the.
But there are seven innings.
We get all seven at bats. Davis County out in front, 4-1, top of the seventh inning. Here's a pitch down low in the dirt. Ball one, 1-1 the count.
John Mustangs.
Congratulations to the Chargers. Big win last
oh, huge.
Night.
Huge.
Another pitch down low. Ball two, 2-1. And that, like I said earlier, that you can go right to last night is a good example of why these games are not over until the fat lady sings, as we got earlier in one of our texts. Foul
it's
ball.
True.
2-2 count here. Curran at the plate. Fastball. Curran gets come on. Lines it down the first baseline. Foul. Sun is finally out of the eyes of the second baseman and first baseman and the right fielder. J.D. hits it right up the middle. One hop it over the shortstop and into center field. Another hit for J.D. Curran, and the Blue Demons got a runner on here in the bottom of the sixth inning, one away. And that'll bring up Eric Bauer.
And I hate to go back to game one, but I'll tell you what, anything in high school baseball is doable, anything. And we've seen it happen the first game.
Eric Bauer will stand in, EB.
On EB.
Dodger. Coached him. He's capable. Here's a shot. Bauer. Oh, a reaching, diving catch by the shortstop. Makes the catch. What a grab by the shortstop. That looked like it was going to be a sure hit. He reaches up, grabs it, and then throws out to Curran, who had,
he was
just
going.
Like anybody else in the world, would thought that was going to get through there. And that will be a double play. And sometimes you hit them where they is, and sometimes you hit them where they ain't. And that
hard
time
hit.
It was where
hard
they
hit.
Is. And Albia will leave this sixth inning with a two-run deficit when they come to back to the top of the seventh inning. The Blue Demons trail 5-3. We'll be right back after a quick timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Albia's Family Shoes and Sporting Goods is your go-to store for all your local team apparel. When you're looking for that fun and fabulous way to support your teams, why not do it the right way with apparel from head to toe? You can find it all at Family Shoes and Sporting Goods in Albia. Lathrop Construction in Albia is ready to take care of your bulldozing, trenching, and septic tank needs. Lathrop Construction also specializes in the installation of the new, long-lasting, low-maintenance plastic fence. Take care of all your construction needs with one call to Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop in Albia. Proud sponsors of the Albia Blue Demon and Lady D's. That's Lathrop Construction. Call them today, 932-2654. 932-2654.
Kness Manufacturing, one of Albia's own and maker of the world's best mousetrap, is proud to support this area athletic event. Congratulations to our area athletes and their achievement from Kness Manufacturing in Albia.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Top of the seventh inning. The Comets will start out at the top of their order. 0-2 on Sam Pickards.
It was off the bat, wasn't it, Jace?
It looked like it was off the bat there. 0-2 count here. Albia trails by two runs, top of the seventh inning. The difference in this ball game took place in the top of the first inning. And I know the Blue Demons like to have back a few of those.
Nice pitch.
Wow. Stalzer with an amazing curveball. Strikes out Pickard for the first out of the seventh inning.
You can just see, Jason, he knows. I mean, look at his face. He knows. Seventh inning, bud.
Yep, he's zeroed in and focused.
This is it. You got to leave it all out there.
5-3. The Comets from North Polk out in front here. Here's a fastball, fouled back. Lucas Hadaway got the starting nod for this Comet team. Struck out 8 of the first 9 outs this young man did. Here's a blooper behind a shortstop. Bauer out into center field. Makes
good
the catch
job,
for the
job,
second
Bauer.
Out of the inning.
Good
did a good job. Did exactly as you would try to teach your kids to do, and that's turn around and run back and then get underneath the ball.
That's awesome.
Two down. Albia trailing by two runs. Get out of this inning with just a two-run deficit, and, of course, everything's still possible. That may have been the most obvious statement in history.
Right, but some people, Jason, believe it or not, they, you know, seventh inning, you're down by two, and it's not going to happen. Well, high school baseball, you don't know what could happen. And all sports. I mean, you look at every sport, like I said, not until the fat lady sings.
0-2 count here. Stalzer out in front. Noah Pickard. Stalzer, a curveball, ripped into right field. And there to make the catch, Blake Schroeder for the third out of the inning. Here we go, folks. As Jim Zabel would say, hug and squeeze those radios. We're going to come back with the last at-bat for the Blue Demons. Two-run deficit, Principal Park in the waiting. Will the Blue Demons have a comeback in store? We're going to find out when we come back. You're listening to Blue Demon Playoff Baseball.
Quicktron, a division of Laystar Incorporated, was established in Albion in 1992 and has been a local supporter of our community since then. Hard work, dedication, and community support are necessary ingredients for a winning team and a successful business. Quicktron wishes the Albion Blue Demons a successful season and congratulates them on their winning teamwork. Go Big Blue!
Is it time to replace your old refrigerator? McFurniture has the Whirlpool French Door Refrigerator with Sixth Sense technology. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators are energy rated and some models exceed the federal minimum standard in energy efficiency. Whirlpool is the most energy efficient French Door Refrigerator available. Don't settle for less. You deserve the best, and you can get the best at McFurniture in Albion. This makes Whirlpool the right choice for you and your pocketbook. That's Whirlpool and McFurniture, a winning combination.
The Blue Demon fans bring on the cheers and trying to rally their team back here. A two-run deficit for the Blue Demons as we open up this bottom of the seventh inning, and Hunter Hastings will lead things off.
Come on, Hunter.
Here's a low ball, nearly in the dirt, ball one.
Make it work. Make it work.
Hastings has reached. 1-0 count. Just got to find a way to get on. Here's a ground ball hit towards the third base side, foul ball.
We're definitely making contact. It's just, I don't know if he's spinning something on that ball or whatever's happening, but it's just like it's just foul ball.
Wow, I just got this in. Tom Chamberlain, if we win, we got three dozen roses to give away.
Oh,
Tom, you the man, and I know Carol is back there probably the one awesome. Doing it. She's the generous run of the two. But thank you, Tom and Carol.
Yes, amen.
First class accent floral. Here's a ground ball up the middle. That's going to get in there for a single.
Talk to us, Tommy!
Hunter Hastings with the leadoff single. The tying run at the plate for the Blue Demons, and that's Jake Stalzer. A Blue Demon win, a trip to Principal Park, and three dozen roses to some lucky Blue Demon fans.
Sweetness.
Stalzer at the plate. Hunter Hastings with the leadoff single. You got what you would hope for out of your leadoff guy. Here's a pitch on the inside corner. Stalzer gave it a rip. Strike one. 0-1 count. Bottom of the seventh inning. Albion down by two. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
Hey, just relax, Stalzer. Relax, buddy.
Yep.
Relax, buddy.
Jake's
a good ball player. You're a good ball player, man. No, you can.
Here's a pitch on the outside corner. Ball one. 1-2 the count.
Come on, Jake.
Jake, who is the leading hitter on the team, 417 average on the season, at the plate. Hastings over at first. Here's a pitch on the inside corner, ball two. 2-2 the count.
He's played in big games before, Jason. He knows the pressure.
Hastings with a leadoff single. Tying runs at the plate. Curveball and a swing and a miss. Stalzer strikes out for the first out of the inning. And that'll
sorry,
bring
Stalls.
Wilson Sinclair.
Sorry, Stalls. Don't hang your head, buddy. You're a good ball player. Phenomenal ball player.
Sinclair at the plate. Two-run deficit for the Blue Demons.
Hey, you get three outs for a reason.
Yep.
Come on, Willie.
Sinclair reached every time at the plate tonight. Looks at a pitch. Call strike one. Throw down the first. Hastings back in there. Hunter with the leadoff single. Albion trailing by two.
Come on, boys. Come on.
Bottom
boys.
Of the seventh inning. Tying run is at the plate for Albion. Sinclair swings and misses. Their throw back to first. And, they called him out. Oh, no way.
No. I'm sorry, folks. Wow.
Hastings called
That's
out.
That's the way the night goes.
Trying to get back to first base. And now Albion down to its final out. 0-2 count here on Wilson Sinclair.
I definitely don't like to go that direction, but
North Polk credit, they made the play, but
Hey, we're up here. He's down there.
There's call strike three, and that will do it for the Blue Demons. Congratulations to North Polk. The Comets get the victory. They'll take the field, and Albia will take a long trip back to Albia. They should not hold their heads down because Jimmy put together a great playoff here.
Awesome, awesome. I mean, I'm telling you, take away the first inning, it's our game, you know, and I want these boys to know that we're very proud of them, Jason, and, you know, phenomenal season. And postseason, you know, this was a dream. This was a dream. We're district champs.
We're going to come back here, wrap things up from Pella Christian High School. North Polk gets the win, 5-3, your final score. Congratulations to the Comets. We'll come back here, wrap things up. You're listening to Blue Demon Playoff Baseball. Hey, I see.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
It's hot outside, but it's like Christmas at Cindy's Beauty Hut. We have been getting boxes and boxes of new and exciting merchandise.
So stop in and get something for yourself at Cindy's Beauty Hut. All of us at Cindy's would like to wish the Blue Demons a victory tonight.
Go Big Blue!
This is Dina LaRue with a message from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. In the aftermath of a storm or disaster, be mindful of an increased electrocution risk associated with storms and flooding, and be cautious in any cleanup effort. Here's the safety list to keep in mind to help reduce risk for you and those around you. Stay away from down power lines and treat them as if they are energized. Shuffle, never run from a fallen power line. And do not use any water-damaged appliances until a professional has checked it out. This is a message from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems. Southern Iowa Technologies also provides service on your PC, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
This is Monroe County Hospital's Health Watch.
Increasing your physical activity may be one of the best things you can do for your health. It can reduce your risk of chronic diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure, help you lose weight, and even boost your self-esteem. For many people, walking is a great choice for exercise. Before you begin a new walking program, check with your healthcare provider before starting to ensure that you are physically able to exercise. Don't overdo it. Gradually increase the duration and frequency of your walks. Use the talk test to know if you are walking at the right intensity level. If you cannot answer a question, you are walking too fast. If you can have a full conversation, you are walking too slow. Walking shouldn't hurt. If you experience any kind of muscle, chest, or joint pain, see your healthcare provider right away. It's safe, it's simple, and all it takes to get started is a good pair of walking shoes and a commitment to include walking in your daily routine.
This has been Monroe County Hospital's Health Watch. For more information, visit Monroe County Hospital in Albia.
Superior Machine is an ISO 9002 compliant manufacturing and fabrication facility. Superior Machine takes pride in producing quality products. They know it takes teamwork to make a quality product, and working as a team has made them a successful business. Superior Machine is proud to sponsor the Albia Blue Demons baseball team and wish them success.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
By 3, your final score tonight. The Blue Demons fall here one game short of making a trip to Principal Park, and that probably makes a loss even that much more hard to take. You can't fault the effort by the kids, and they've had a great tournament run, but it really makes it difficult, as a dad sitting up here and as a Blue Demon fan, difficult to take, because you know what a unique and great opportunity would you play in such a amazing environment in the state tournament.
That is so true, Jason. You know, as a parent, and, you know, even just like we're from Albia, we, you know, we bleed blue, you know, and anybody knows that, you know, we follow our, and just to see these young kids, you know, get to postseason, and you hear a lot of people in other communities talking, we're just an average team, and we're not, as we proved here, honestly, not taken away from the visitors, you know, the Comets. I really believe we were the better team. I mean, take away a couple situations, Jason, I see a 3-2 game, and I'm not trying to, you know, sugarcoat things and make things sound like, you know, but we're here, we've seen it, we're in the press box watching the game happen. Would you not say this was ours?
You would sure, you sure felt as if we wouldn't have made some of those early mistakes, and you got to give credit to the Comets because they put the ball in play. The first 8 outs eight out of the first 9 outs that was registered by North Polk against Albie with strikeouts, and we didn't put the ball in play. When we did, we started to put the pressure on North Polk, and that's when we started to score our runs. So North Polk did a great job of getting those runs across. But you're right; you never sensed that Albie didn't belong on this ball diamond tonight, and you sensed that the mistakes probably cost us a win tonight. But credit where credit's due. Congratulations to North Polk.
And I have no problem saying that either. You know, and you know, it's just so close. You know, I've experienced before in the sub-state finals when my daughter played, you know, and we're just there. And, you know, looking over there, the kids, you know, rightfully so, are going to be upset, you know, and understand there was missed opportunities, like you say on the Friday Night Lights with football a lot of times, missed opportunities. And when you're in big games like this, Jason, a sub-state final game, that can't happen. And it's okay. And it's life. This is how we learn life lessons. You know what I'm saying? You're put in situations. I want to be in that situation for the opportunity to do it.
Absolutely. The fact that you put yourself in the situation where a mistake is going to cost you, that's winning. And I know, you know, winning on a scoreboard is an arbitrary thing because it doesn't tell you the truth about who you are as a person. And I know that's what the coaches try to teach the kids. And it's what, you know, Coach Dayton talks about all the time. And the scoreboard doesn't define us. It does define the results of this ball game. But the lessons, life lessons these kids learned in this tournament, and I think one of the biggest ones is that they learned to get back their confidence.
Most definitely.
Into this tournament, I felt like at the end of the season we were a team that really struggling to really find our identity and to really believe in ourselves because we'd played so many difficult games, fought Mother Nature where, you know, there was no consistency in the games, and that hurts you in practice.
Right.
But then to come into the tournament, you play a PCM, a Pella Christian, Eddieville Blakesburg, and you got to beat those teams to get to this point, and you come up 2 runs short. I think it teaches you a whole bunch about life.
Like you said, you take these off the field and you use them. I mean, we got, 7 seniors, I think, Jason? 7 seniors, you know, and they're going to take this out there and use this in their, you know, walk of life because you'll remember that time you got out there, that opportunity, and you didn't fold. You give it all you got, you know, and that's what it's all about is, you know, taking this and learning your life lessons with it. You know, that's why I love athletics. I love sports because it teaches you to come back. We're down, Jason, 5, you know, and we could have just said, okay, we're done. But these boys never, and I looked at each and every one of them with their Mohawks, you know, and that was fun, and I'm glad they did that because that's team. They come together, and they want to have fun, and it shows you by doing that, Jason, you can have fun and be successful. Even though we fell short tonight, man, I'm not upset, and I don't think anybody here that come and watch the game or listen to the game could sit there and say anything bad about this team.
No. Nope.
Few errors, but you know what? Life is about errors. It's what you do with
those. I woke up this morning, and I didn't my whole day didn't go perfectly as the way I planned it, and there's moments where I took a few seconds off. I probably could have worked a little harder, and a few times a day I probably said the things I shouldn't have said, you know, just about life. But that's learning, and that's one of the things that I love about the games that the kids play and being a part of them and see these kids mature. And they're going to be the future of leaders in our community, and they're our greatest ambassadors. Tonight they did us proud. They come up a little short, but what a tournament run here as well. And I got a text in here, some updates. 7-1, or check that, 8-1. Davis County is up.
Great.
Into the bottom of the 7th inning. They are the visiting team, so they're out on the defense right now, but they're ahead 8-1.
Amen.
We're wishing them the very best. We're going to be wishing Sheraton, and we'll have that broadcast tomorrow night. We are hoping they can make it to the state tournament. Southern Iowa, you've represented itself well.
That's exactly right.
Good luck
right.
to Centerville.
Yes.
Just got this in, winning in the bottom of the 8th inning, the Albia 14-year-old all-stars are winning in the bottom of the third inning. They'll win state if they can get this game. It looks like they're out in front there, so that's
another
big thing. The 10-year-olds got won the tournament, but they're going to the state tournament. And so lots of good baseball to be found here in southern Iowa and in Monroe County and Albia. And then to top it off, we started to get a little glimpse at of summer and leading into fall, and got to Accent Floral to get involved. And, Tim and Cindy are celebrating their anniversary of Simmons and Cindy's Beauty Hut. I'm ready for football, Jimmy.
I have to look at the lights out here. You said Friday Night Lights, and I'm over your shoulder looking at these lights here, and I'm thinking, oh, I can see it. And you can start smelling all that stuff coming in. And Friday Night Lights is huge. And I just want to personally thank Tom for what he wanted to do, with the roses. I think that's awesome. That's and we almost got there. We were so close. So thank God for that.
He just texted me, which you were unaware of.
Okay.
And he texted me, and we're thanking Tom and Carol Chamberlain, Accent Floral. Tom said, how about a free car wash for each player for a great season?
Amen.
Pick up at Accent Floral. Tom,
amen.
Carol,
thank you.
First class, those kids. That's first class move, Accent Floral, and they'll be on Friday Night Lights. And I plan to give away, courtesy of Accent Floral, a lot of free roses here. I'm looking forward to another great season.
Yeah, I hope so. And Joe Millage, let's give credit where credit's due with the radio station, Jason. Phenomenal coverage. And the text that rolling, guys, we want to thank you. That means a lot to see that people are out there listening to us, and sometimes I do apologize for being a little excited, but that's part of the game. And so we thank you, and Joe, 96.7 is legit, and that's why I advertise also there. So I just want to tell him thank you for everything he does for us.
I had a birthday yesterday.
Oh, I know.
And here's what the
are you
the 50 staff
now?
Did do.
Yeah, you're close.
You're bigger than I am, but I just got to hit you once and run.
That's sweet.
No, I had a birthday yesterday, and the staff put out on the radio. I didn't know this.
Right.
I'm in my office working, and they're setting me up, and they put out an ad that if you stop into the office and sing happy birthday to me, you win a prize, and then they would give a prize away to the person who did the best job. And Terry Castle came in dressed up as Tigger. I had no idea this was going on. People
awesome.
All day long, Bernard
awesome.
Crawl stopping in. I have people all day long coming in and singing happy birthday to me, and no idea that there's a contest going on. And that I just thinking, man, these people are crazy.
Were they nuts?
Coming in and singing happy birthday to me.
Good job, Joe.
Shows you how the power of the radio station, the number of people who came in to wish me happy birthday and to sing, and I want to thank all of them for doing that. And
it's first class. Like you say, it's about being first class. It's like our athletes, first class. And Jason, not only on the field, and you says numerous times, it's off the field that makes all of us in our community very proud. Jake Stalzer, for example, all of the kids are great, but that kid is a great kid, and they all are. But I'm just using him. Here's this star athlete. Here's some other communities that have these star athletes, and they're doing other things, not the right things. We have kids that are performing,
doing the
on
right things,
and off, doing the right things, like you say.
Let's talk about these seniors. Of course, you just mentioned Jake Stalzer, and he's going to be pitching for Indian Hills. He'll continue his season. Blake Schroeder, man, just an outstanding kid. Great effort.
And he's been
all
playing since, I think, a sophomore. I think he was starting the varsity squad, a sophomore. That's tremendous. Then who else we have here? My eyes. Cody Underwood. Tough. And he's going to,
serving the military.
I don't know what branch. I think
maybe the Marines.
I can see that with him. He's serious. As you see him on third base out here, Jason, very, very serious. And that's the Marine in him. And then who else we got there, Jason? Willie Sinclair. What can you say?
The thing that tells you everything about Wilson Sinclair is when it's hot like this, 100-plus degree heat index, a routine ground ball that should be an easy out. He's down, running down the first baseline, which, you can't, as a coach, you can't yell out the kid to do it in the middle of the play. He's got to be there, and the ball gets by Baker, and he's right there to gather it up. And it's hotter than all get out. That tells you how much focus and how much energy and how much care he has in what he does. And he's going to be going to Auburn. He's going to be an outstanding going into agriculture. Going to have the world by the tail. Eric Bauer, EB, love him. Dodger.
Go Dodgers. Sorry, Cubbies. Biggie.
A kid that I think that has had the him. There's two kids on the team that I think had huge senior seasons where they're really the most improved players, and that's J.D. Curran and Brady Baker. You talk about Brady maybe being the most improved over 1 year, J.D. just having the biggest senior season, because
JD, we knew he had talent. He was injured.
Yes.
But he came out this year, was lights out defensively, but just led the team, was a leadoff hitter.
Which
you just see him play better as the season went along.
Jason, I remember watching JD, you know, in Babe Ruth time, and you know, there's times that, you know, I talked to his parents today, I just wanted to cry. I seen a kid that just sometimes didn't get that opportunity.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing I've learned, and he's learned, and I tell the kids, and even Austin, watch him, because he never gave up, never.
And the same
and when
thing
the opportunity came,
Brady Baker,
same thing. You know, they come out there, and when that one opportunity comes there, they run with it. They run with it and ran very well with it. So very impressed. I can't say enough with those two. Who else do we have for seniors? Is that pretty much?
We got Brady Baker and a great season Brady had. And
phenomenal.
Just a congratulations to all the seniors. Brady, boy,
proud.
Just improved so much. Got to throw some. I knew as a kid he could just develop and keep working on it. He eventually could be an outstanding
pitcher. Intimidating. I mean, you see the big frame out there on the mound. I'm thinking, where's the ball coming from?
He's just one of those kids that could continue to improve. And if he decided to play baseball at the next level and really work on his skills, he could move his game up another level. But Brady's an outstanding kid, and all these seniors, congratulations.
Amen.
Thank you. Of course, a lot of underclassmen to come back. Hunter Hastings, Austin Summers, Gabe Gravert, Christian Summers, and we're going to have great baseball ahead of us, and Coach Burton and Kegel and Morgan doing a great job of putting this team together, keeping them together, and I'm excited for football. And
yes.
Jimmy, thanks so much.
Yeah,
thanks
for inviting me. I appreciate that. Thank you, Kyle.
And I'm going to try to get Scotty. Did you get the final Scott DeFry back on the board, who tries to keep me in line? But Scotty, did you get the final score of the Davis County game? They were up 8-1. Scott's going to catch that final score, but the final score here at Pella Christian High School, the final, North Polk gets the win. They'll head to Principal Park. Congratulations to them. They'll have an experience of a lifetime, and the Blue Demons can go away from this playoffs with lots of confidence, and knowing these seniors, they had given their very best, and they fall tonight 5-3, your final score. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll have the Sheraton ball game on. Coach Jake Schrader will be bringing his Chargers out to the field. They'll bring aggressive style of play. And, folks, that would be an awesome thing for Southern Iowa if Sheraton can get its way to state. And Centerville, good luck to you.
Yes, good luck,
tomorrow,
boys.
As well. And Scotty, did you catch that final score? He's working. He's working. 8-2. Davis County gets the win tonight.
Awesome,
congratulations,
boys.
South Central Iowa.
Awesome.
You know, the Rockets, they had to get beat by Albia to get out of the tournament, and they could have easily been here tonight and win. That's how good the baseball was in the South Central Conference. For Jimmy Summers, my brother, this is Jason who is the man back on the board. Jay Mill, take some notes, learn some lessons, and when you get on the board on Friday Night Lights, you have learned yourself something. But Friday Night Lights is in store when we come back in the fall. But Sheraton Charger fans, don't forget tomorrow night, your tournament bid for the state tournament is on the line. We'll have that broadcast starting at 7 o'clock. This is Jason Summers, Jimmy Summers, Scott Fry saying goodnight from Pella Christian High School. The final score, 5-3. North Polk gets the win. You've been listening to Blue Demon Playoff Baseball on your sports leader in Southern Iowa, the one and only KIC.